You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you as we get over the hump together. How the heck are you? We are Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller underscore Moulton on Twix, Twitter/X. Hope your week is going well. Mark, how's your week going?
It's going just fine, but after, you know, my favorite week of the year, right, I have to pay the piper this week. I have been, and I wasn't even handed a list. I took the list on my own. My mother-in-law gets in, spring break is next week. My mother-in-law is coming down to help because the daughter doesn't have school for another 17 days or whatever they do around here.
Right. Well, you know, it's Florida. I mean, if the kids go to school for like, you know, three straight weeks, 15 days in a row, there must be time off.
So my mother-in-law is coming down, so I am preparing the house for the mother-in-law. I am doing some deep cleaning this week to keep last week on the back burner, if you know what I mean.
Is this one of those occasions where you use the maid service and then clean? Is it that kind of a week?
It's that kind of a week.
Don't you love when the wife says, hey, we need to straighten up the house. The maids are coming over.
This isn't that type of that.
No,
that's, we've been through that. We've been over that. No, this is the deep cleaning. This is the pressure wash the lanai. This is clean the pool cage. This is no. This is the big stuff, David. This isn't the little stuff. This is the big stuff.
I always used to say to my wife, "Why are we doing this? Why do we want to give the impression that we're better off than we are?" Okay.
It's not giving an impression that we're better off than we are. It's giving the impression that the house is clean. That's all it is. It is nothing more than that.
You know, everything's relative.
You want to live and swallow? Then go right ahead. I'd like things to be clean. They need it. It hadn't been done in a while. So after a, you know, week of fun for me, I'm taking the bull by the horns and getting everything done without being, you know, what we ask of our children, to do something without being asked. Sometimes, you know, adults have to do the same thing.
We're all a product of our upbringing. My mom had a lot of strengths, and cleaning was not one of them. My mother used to joke, she would dust like once a year. As she said, whether the apartment needs it or not, I'm going to dust once a year. And so when it came time to really dust, I forget what the expression
really
was.
Really dust? There's really to dust. Come to really dust.
Well, really dust, because the dust had layers to it. You know, it's kind of like if you don't
God,
shovel.
It sounds like a bad strip joint that I used to go to on Fort Myers Beach, where it used to hang from the rafters.
Parking is free, $5 admission to really dust. But my mother used to say that, oh, man, we've got dust elephants. I guess it's been a while. So that's all. When I think of cleaning, I think of my mom, and she would do it once a year, whether it needed it or not.
Cooking and cleaning, not her areas of expertise, huh?
No, working was, and raising me. But yeah, that other stuff, that's details. Whatever. Besides, it builds character. That's what she would say. Be quiet, it builds character. Okay. All right. So, hey, I'm going to love this afternoon on ESPN and NFL Network, because they're going to do wall-to-wall nonstop coverage of NFL free agency. And my question is, what's left?
A lot of one-year deals coming today for players that you're going to go, oh, yeah, I know who that is.
I mean, what do we have? Calvin Ridley? I will say, so is Ryan Tannehill out of the league? Is he done? Or is he – I saw a rumor. Is he signing with the Dolphins to back up Tua? I mean, I am curious about a couple of the quarterbacks. You know, is Jimmy Garoppolo done? Nobody's going to sign him? Yeah, he's got to miss the first game or whatever, but that's it? You know, the Cowboys in 2 days have signed a long snapper. You know, I mean, they're all in. They're all in.
Yeah, but they have cap issues.
They got to get that Dak contract worked out. Yeah, well, it's not like this snuck up on them. I mean, did they turn around last week and go, holy mackerel, does that say $59.4 million against the cap? Get Dak on the phone. We got to reduce this.
And CeeDee Lamb's got to get paid, and Mike has got to get paid, and yeah, they...
Which begs the question, who are all these people they're paying? They haven't paid this guy, they haven't paid this guy. Well, then where's all the money gone? I've had like four guys get up and leave this week. Van Der Esch is going to retire because he can't play anymore because of his neck. I mean, who's making all this money?
You already said it. It's Dak. At least on the cap, it's Dak. No matter how much the cap has gone to, that hits a monster.
Oh, it's big. That's big. There's no doubt about it. Meanwhile, Mahomes reworked his deal yesterday to give the Chiefs another $21 million in cap room. Can that guy do any more for that franchise?
The actual answer is no. No, David.
But he will.
Yeah, I guess. I guess, you know, just for the heck of it, he'll throw a few more touchdowns. But my goodness, what more can he do for that franchise? Man, oh, man. What a guy. So I'm just amused by middle of the afternoon today. I'm going to be torn because we got, you know, the big tournaments, college hoops, if you're into the, you know, first or second round of the big boy tournaments. But there's a part of me that's going to want to flip over and go, is there anybody left to be signed?
They're just going to talk about the guys that were signed on Monday. Well,
that'll bother me. It's like, no. You already did the 7 hours on Monday. You can't do it again. I mean, what is this, a best of Miller and Moulton? I mean, come on now.
What, did ESPN get an echo today?
So that's going to amuse me this afternoon.
All right. Well, fair enough. I can tell you I won't watch a lot of the free agent frenzy. I watched it on Monday and Tuesday. You know, the 2 days that they were signing free agents.
Right. Thank you. Besides, Monday and Tuesday, it felt like, I don't know, something nefarious was going on. Because while it was legal, it just seemed a little unseemly, right? This was the legalized tampering period. So it was exciting on Monday and Tuesday. It was like you were doing something you're not supposed to do. You know, now today, whatever, this is back to following the rules. Mark, I felt like Monday and Tuesday was the substitute teacher.
Man.
And now the regular teacher showed back up today. It's like, oh, really?
You know, the only thing better than a substitute teacher was a substitute teacher for 2 days. That was like a vacation.
Right. You walked in the next day, you went, all right. Now we know what we can get away with and everything. This is great.
Then if it was bad enough, they'd give you the one sub one day and a different one the next day, and it was just hell for those teachers.
Hey, what happened to Charlie? Oh, no, Charlie said, you know, please.
Anything but Mrs. Crocker's class. I can't have that again. Those kids are awful.
Right. Give me some English lit class instead. Please, I'd rather do that. Did you ever substitute teach?
No. No. Why, did you?
No.
I did for a long time.
Almost. I was looking into it.
Trent, you were a substitute teacher?
That was my main gig when I was home sick, back home in Michigan. 4 days a week. I loved it.
What grades? All?
It was an elementary school, so I would do anything from kindergarten up to sixth grade. And it was
Did any of the kids in kindergarten actually have more energy than you?
A handful.
Were any of them happier than you?
No.
It's mind you, this is while he was undergoing cancer treatment.
Exactly, right.
You know, some days better than others. It was fun, though.
This is when they were tapping him on the shoulder going, the future, you know, we're optimistic. Right. So there were two kids who had more energy than you, and nobody was happier than you. So in other words, you were the substitute teacher. What were you, Jim Harbaugh in front of the class? Hey, kids, anybody got it better than us?
With different word choice, yeah. Because I'd rather die than rip off Jim Harbaugh. But
whoa, look at that.
Corny. He's too corny for me. Can't do it.
He's having a tough time these days, Mark.
He really is.
He really is. The Michigan State alum, his basketball team is staggering to the finish line. Michigan wins a football national championship. His hockey team's lost six in a row and is blowing a surefire playoff spot. And he gets excited when his basketball team wins their 11th game of the year.
Right. Right. And he's still managing to be glass half full instead of glass half empty. That's, if you really think about it, it's remarkable, David.
So is this the backup plan, Trent? And I'm being serious for 1 second, because Miller and Moulton have discussed over the years the backup plan. And mine is some kind of delivery. From pizza delivery to just driving like a UPS or Amazon truck or something like that. That's my backup plan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I minored in education for like 2 years in college, and then I just dropped it because it got to the point where I was going to have to start doing the student teaching, and that, you know, it wasn't plan A, and therefore I couldn't devote all that time and energy to it. But yeah, I mean, if something were to happen, God forbid, I love kids.
So in other words, you looked at your parents and you said, hey, I've narrowed it down to two things, all right? And you know my love for teaching. Okay, but I'm actually going to try something that pays worse.
That's one way to put it, but yeah, I guess
that's
you're right.
Okay. And I'm going to have to travel around and go from city to city and be a bit of a nomad and make no money at all. Can I try that out first?
Go for it. Go for it, kid. There you go.
We will support anything you do.
Yep, that's true. It comes with the whole parenthood thing. You know, the unconditional love. Yep.
The unconditional love, sure. Do you have to support anything?
Financially, no. Oh, no. You can take them off the payroll. You can just wake up one morning and go, you're fired. Absolutely, you can. Right. Problem is, you usually have to negotiate it with a co-boss. All right. And then somehow it just doesn't work.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour. Top of the morning to you. How the heck are you? We're Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on Twitter/X. Hope you've had a good week so far. We'll get over the hump together, or at least we'll get you through the morning. We'll get you to darn near the halfway point of the week, right? If lunch is the halfway point of the week, we will just about get you there. This morning, good show lined up for you. JP Shadrick will join us. He can be a double correspondent, Mark, for us today, because he's got that Jags connection. You know, he's part of the Jags radio network, Jaguars.com, all that good stuff. But he's broadcasting the players. He's doing the international feed. He's doing the world feed for the Players Championship.
Good gig.
Yeah, so we can talk a little football and a little golf.
You get fired up for the players, or right now are you just so off of the tour and what the split has become that you're not as fired up for any golf tournament that's not a major anymore?
Yeah, the latter. And I'm being very serious here. Tell me the golfer you're excited about watching right now. Any golfer.
David, see, the guy who gets hot. I'm a little different than you. When I can watch that, you know, if it was that Dunlop kid that we never heard of that won a tournament as an amateur, all of a sudden I'm all in. If someone starts going low and starts playing great golf, I'm in, particularly if two of them. But Zalatoris, I do like. If there's a guy I like to watch, I like to watch Zalatoris.
And he's back healthy and has got a couple top tens, so that's good. Okay. All right. Like, and I said this 2 years ago, I find Scottie Scheffler to be staggeringly boring. An amazing ball striker. But just, I mean, honestly, I feel as if three times around we need to check his pulse. And so if he just had seemingly a personality, I guess I could get behind him. But I'm not into rooting for machines. So as amazing a ball striker as he is, he doesn't do anything for me. You know, like I wasn't a Pete Sampras guy in tennis. His game, obviously, historically great. Okay, you know. But Pete, are you breathing? I mean, you know, that's kind of how I felt like watching him for 12 years. So I will say this. I enjoy Spieth because he hits it all over the place. And he does running commentary throughout his round. So we don't need the announcers. We just need the camera and just make sure you're close enough to him that we get the Spieth audio. That's all. So I do like Spieth. He's kind of like a younger right-handed version of my favorite guy, which is Phil.
And I like Hovland is another guy that I really enjoy watching play the game.
Right.
So between Zalatoris and Hovland, they're two young guys that I think have great game, great future. I like watching both of them play.
Yeah.
So, and then for me, I'm fine with whomever plays, whoever's hot. Even Scheffler, when he had like 8-1 putts on the Sunday round last week, that's heady stuff. When they're playing that well, I don't care if he has the personality of a wet noodle. If he's going to go shoot 65 on Sunday, I'm interested.
I actually think a wet noodle has more of a personality than Scheffler. I don't want you speaking that badly of wet noodles anymore. If I was a wet noodle, I'd be offended.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand. Right. And so to all the wet noodles out there, I apologize.
We've had to issue a few apologies over the years. You know, you had to apologize to redheads back in the day.
That's right.
Now you're apologizing to...
Did I ever apologize to redheads?
It wasn't sincere. Okay, I can tell you that. It wasn't sincere. It was very much along the lines of, if I have ever offended any redheads, .. You know, what are those apologies?
And for those wondering what this is that I made the comment, a redheaded stepchild. And there was someone listening to the show who apparently had a stepdaughter who was redhead, right. A redhead. And this person thought what I said over the air is the worst commentary that's ever been said because I said they treated so-and-so like a redheaded stepchild. So right. For that, I had to apologize to all redheads and all stepchildren, I believe.
I don't know if you went so far as to apologize to the stepchildren. I think we just focused on the redheaded part. I think if I've offended any redheads out there, I'm sorry. It was one of those. You can't put an if in an apology. I mean, you can't say if I've offended anybody. No, if you apologize, you just apologize. I apologize for my comments. And then those hearing the apology decide whether or not they were offended. You can't qualify the apology. And it's like you didn't qualify the wet noodle apology. That was very sincere. You apologized to wet noodles. But you qualified the redheaded apology many years ago.
And I love redheads. I do.
Right. I believe that was part of the apology, too.
So at least I'm consistent.
Yes.
21,000, the text line, if you want to jump in about, you know, stepkids, wet noodles, or anything else that we're talking about.
Right. Anything that's on your mind. I am a little fearful these last 2 days. I feel as if I turn around, I've missed a signing. Like, I have barked at the wife a couple times these last 2 days. She goes, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm working." And she's looking at me like, "You're staring at the television." Yes, I'm glaring at the crawl. I feel as if you distract me, I'm going to miss Jordan Poyer signing with the Dolphins. Okay? Stop bothering me. I do feel as if I need, you know. See, I don't sign up for those alerts. Like, you know, Woj bombs, Shams alerts. You know, my phone doesn't beep and go off with all these signings. I feel that I came very close the last 2 days to signing up for one of those. Because I just feel as if some signings are falling through the cracks.
I think we'll be okay.
I mean, you ever have a Woj bomb? Okay, doesn't that sound like, you know, you go to the bar?
Sounds like a Jaeger bomb. And yes. I passed by those a long time ago in my life, and I never want another one. So I'll stay away from Woj bombs the same way I'm staying away from Jaeger bombs in my latter adult life.
Hey, guys, look, Woj bombs are 2 for $5. What do you say? You want one? That's what I always felt when, you know, they were talking about that. What do you think a wind horse would be? Whoo, man, that'd be big.
A wind chime? Yeah.
Exactly.
It'd probably be, what would the base be for that? It's probably just a really heavy IPA.
Originating from Ohio, correct. We're getting a little carried away. You can tell we're midway through the week.
And you can right. tell it's been 2 days of staring at a crawl watching free agency.
For at least one
so,
of us.
So coming up, David can tell you that Eric Kendrick signed a 1-year deal with the 49ers.
He did what? Oh, my goodness. I've gotten absolutely nothing done these last 2 days. I literally have been walking around the house with a big notepad and a pen. Wait a minute. What was that? Roquan Davis went where? Oh, man. This free agency thing, it's got to be over. I need to get a good night's sleep.
It's going to slow down.
Thank goodness.
Now we'll just have to hear about all the players. And this is where it'll get confusing. Now that they have reportedly agreed to a contract, we'll get that they've signed a contract. That'll be the breaking news all day today, is that guys that we've known about for 2 days that'll sign contracts later today.
Miller and Moulton. There were five NCAA bids that were secured last night, and a bubble buster on the women's side. We'll tell you about it next.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
22 minutes till the top of the hour, an hour away from JP Shadrick joining us to talk Jags and the Players' Championship, which gets underway tomorrow. It's a Wednesday, so Seth Everett will join us. And let's go some bracketology. Shelby Mast will join us near the end of the show, at least along the network. Who's in, who's out as the major conference tournaments start, and who needs a couple wins to play their way in. Right now it is time for
the Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's the Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
I'm going to try to do this in some rhyme or reason, but it's really difficult because I've got too many things written down on a piece of paper and I got squiggly lines and everything. The Dolphins signed former Buck defensive end Shaq Barrett to a 1-year deal. They did the same with former Bill safety Jordan Poyer. The Bucs re-signed Levante David, 1 year, $10 million. Joe Mixon ends up getting traded, not cut, traded from Cincy to Houston. There was another trade yesterday, the Steelers and the Panthers. Pittsburgh sends wide receiver Deontay Johnson to Carolina for cornerback Dante Jackson. So Deontay Johnson traded for Dante Jackson. And a pick swap. Derrick Henry, official with Baltimore right after the show yesterday. 2 years, $16 million. Could be up to $20 million. People just think that that's a match made in heaven.
It sure sounds like it. I mean, what they'll be able to do with the two of them running the football seems almost unfair at times.
Well, and he's replacing Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards had right about 200 carries and 13 touchdowns, a little over 800 yards, a little over 4 yards a carry. If it's time to start, you know, scaling Henry's workload back, I mean, that's like 12 carries a game and a touchdown a game. My guess is he gets a little more work than that, but he will probably get less carries than he's been getting throughout his career in Tennessee. And he's at the stage where that's probably a good thing. The Steelers end up being the one signing Patrick Queen. I got to be honest. I think they got a deal here. 3 for $41. You know, we talked about Detroit. Really? Detroit wouldn't go 3 for $42 for Patrick Queen? I mean, remember, him and Tomlin actually got into it, this whole Ravens-Steelers rivalry. This whole Giant fans being upset with Saquon going to the Eagles. How about a Raven going to Pittsburgh or vice versa? I mean, talk about you're dead to me. Anyway, some quarterbacks on the move yesterday, Mark. Jameis goes to Cleveland. 1 year, almost $9 million. Tyrod Taylor stays in Jersey. Different locker room. He goes with the Jets to back up Aaron Rodgers or to become the starter in case he's... Anyway, 2 years, $8 million. Drew Locke signs with the Giants. 1 year, $5 million. Locke beat him last year on Monday Night Football. Played really well. Funny how these things work. Jags lost corner Darius Williams. He signed with the Rams, a three-year deal. Marcus Mariota, back to the quarterbacks. I can't believe he's still in the league. Washington signed him.
Well, they had a bunch of money under the cap. Apparently, they felt they had to spend it on somebody, and Mariota gets the lucky draw.
Why? He can't play.
David, I have no idea.
I mean, and apparently they're going to throw the North Carolina kid who they played all last year. They may just throw him onto the scrap heap. Wait, what? CJ Gardner-Johnson back with the Eagles, a three-year deal. Houston signed Danielle Hunter, the Vikings defensive end. 2 years, big money, though, $49 million. Atlanta signed Bears wide receiver Darnell Mooney, three-year deal for $39 million. There are a lot of other deals. I will say Carolina upgrading the offensive line, Mark, in front of Bryce Young. They spent all that money on Robert Hunt. They also spent $13 million a year on Seattle guard Damian Lewis. So they are being serious about, hey, we're going to fix this offensive line and give this kid a chance. They just got him a wide receiver and two offensive linemen so far in the first 2 days of free agency. So, I mean, they're still going to be terrible, but they're going to give the kid a chance. And Mahomes freed up nearly $22 million for the Chiefs, yet they lost linebacker Willie Gay, who signs a one-year, $5 million deal with the Saints. Roquan Davis left the Dolphins for the Colts for a two-year deal for $14 million. Did you catch any of Nick Saban's testimony yesterday?
I caught the cliff notes, if you will.
We're probably going to have to do a whole segment on this a little bit later on in the show. Nick's coming off like Clint Eastwood, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I mean, the coolest coach going for all these years is now get off my lawn guy.
When it comes to what's going on in college football, he is.
He says NIL has ruined college football, and all the players care about is getting paid. And as people said, are you saying this from your $11 million lake house or your $17 million beach house? Where are you making these comments from? So, and now he's going to have a voice. I mean, he's going to be on game day.
Yep. Should be really happy and...
Right.
Should love hearing him talk about college football now. And I'm... Finish your starting fight. We have more on this later.
Okay. Anyway, he testified sitting next to Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who, by the way, Ted Cruz says there's a 50-50 chance Congress is going to pass legislation by the end of the year that's going to provide antitrust protection and regulation to college athletics. Let me get this straight. You guys aren't going to do anything all year, but you're going to pass college NIL legislation? That's what you guys are going to get done this year? I don't know. There might be a couple more important things. No? All right. According to sources on the College Football Playoff Committee, they are, quote, on target, unquote, to get a deal done by the end of this week to work out the financial details as to how they're going to split all the revenue. And in a nutshell, it looks like the Big Ten and the SEC have lost quite a few fights behind closed doors, but they're winning this one. You know, they're not getting, they wanted four teams in the playoff guaranteed. They're only going to get three. They wanted the top seeds guaranteed. It doesn't look as if that's going to pass, but they're holding firm on the money. They're going to get the money. Looks like they're going to split about 60% of the money. College hoops last night. Miami season came to an end. Thank goodness. Do you know what the Canes' final record was? 15-17. They went to the Final Four last year. That's not good. BC eliminates them from the ACC tournament 81-65. UCF will face BYU next in the Big 12 tournament as UCF beat Oklahoma State by 15. 20 loss season for the Cowboys, by the way. All right. The Colonial went to Charleston in overtime over Stony Brook. Congratulations, they're in. Oakland wins the Horizon over Milwaukee. How about the head coach of Oakland, Greg Campy? And if you don't know, that's a school in Michigan. This is 40th year as head coach. He got that job in his late 20s. 40 years. He's like best buddies with Izzo. And he's done a really good job. They're top of that conference seemingly every year in the last 20 years. And, you know, they've gone to the tournament quite a few times. They win the Horizon. Wagner wins the Northeast. South Dakota State won the Summit. St. Mary's beat the Zags 69-60 last night to win the West Coast Conference. One other men's score, FIU season stays alive. They advance in the Conference USA tournament. They beat Jacksonville State 76-67. Two women's scores I want to throw out there. The FGCU women have won their 21st in a row, I believe, next to South Carolina. It's the longest win streak in the country. They're in the A-Sun final after winning by 22 at home. And for those that care, if we pay attention to bids possibly being stolen on the men's side, a stunner in the West Coast Conference final yesterday, Portland beat the women of Gonzaga 67-66, and that's a bid stealer. So if you're a fan of a women's team that's on the bubble, well, there's one less spot after yesterday. NBA, a lot of bad games last night, Mark. Knicks beat Philly by 27. Give it up to the Pacers. They went in OKC, though, and beat the Thunder by 10. Indiana is now the sixth seed, not in the play-in in the East. Sixers Heat would be a 7-8 play-in right now. Boston beat Utah by 16. They've won 51 games this year. Minnesota went into L.A. and rocked the Clippers without Karl Anthony Towns, 118-100. Those are the 3 and 4 seeds, respectively, in the West. And Sacramento beat Milwaukee by 35.
So much for that great defense in Milwaukee.
Right, 129-94. Orlando, by the way, you know, you asked a trivia question during the commercial break on Twitch. I'll give a trivia question. I'll answer it in a few minutes. Name the head coach of the Orlando Magic. He got a 4-year extension. We'll tell you who he is coming up. NHL, you know, the Florida Panthers played a little game. It's a long regular season. You can get bored. They spotted a really good team, like a legit cup contender, a 3-goal lead on the road. And then they said, okay, now we're going to play. We're going to see if we can come back. And sure enough, they did. Down 3-0, late second to the Dallas Stars. They scored one at the end of the second, 3 in the third, and they won 4-3. Rangers beat the Hurricanes 1-0. Shesterkin with 28 saves. That probably will win the division for the Rangers. Buffalo handed Detroit their 6th straight loss. And, I mean, it wasn't even close, 7-3. What the heck's going on with your wings?
Larkin left and they've fallen apart. That is just pathetic.
And right now they'd be out of the playoffs. They lose the tiebreaker to the Islanders for the final playoff spot right now. Big win for the Flyers last night. They pick up 2 points they needed, 3-2 over San Jose. And Vegas trailed the Kraken 4-2 in the third. They tied it. And then Jack Eichel on a breakaway in overtime, his 200th career goal for the Golden Knights. And finally, the Yankees, you heard David Sampson on our show yesterday say, listen, they know the results of Gerrit Cole's elbow MRI right away. Not according to the Yankees. They did tests. They need more tests. And he's probably, according to Aaron Boone, probably not going to be ready for opening day. David Sampson said this is all horse hockey. They know exactly what's going on. They just don't want to let Cole know because his agent is Scott Boras, and they're negotiating with Boras to try to sign Blake Snell, and they don't want to give him any leverage. So, but the official story, Mark, is more testing on Gerrit Cole's elbow. You know how sometimes you go and they go, we didn't get a close, we got to do the exam again, you know? By the way, Jamal Mosley, head coach of the Orlando Magic, who got a 4-year extension yesterday. And at 9 minutes before the hour, that was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
And David, a little follow-up that also kind of goes with the Starting Five. Dallas Seavey, who we talked about, who gutted the moose and had to take the 2-hour penalty for not gutting the moose properly, won a record-breaking sixth Iditarod yesterday.
Even with a 2-hour penalty?
Even with the delay.
Wow. His mushers are good.
Yes.
That's like running behind the Eagles' offensive line, isn't it?
That's a tush push right there.
Is it ever? Is it ever? Miller and Moulton. Yeah, Nick, I mean, when did Nick get so grumpy?
I think Nick's been grumpy for a year and a half, and now that he's left Alabama, it's all bubbling to the surface.
Is this too much time with Miss Terry? Is this...
I think Nick is... I mean, Nick's angry about college football and left because of it. Like, he had to leave.
No, he didn't have to leave. He had that job for life if he wanted it. Hell, they'd let him take the spring and summer off and come back in August. But apparently college football's ruined. It's done. I mean, I'm ready for Nick to say college football's dead to me with the way this week has gone. Miller and Moulton, JP Shadrick next hour.